he or she did not commit on Judgment Day. Every soul will stand alone in his or her defense. Sinful desires lead many people astray. Their faith is not reflected in their deeds. They speak, but they never act on what they say. This is the position of the unintelligent person. Having learned the truth, they then deny it. They declare permissible what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have decreed as prohibited. Al-Hasan al-Basri, may Allah bless his soul, exclaims, "Do they believe in Judgment Day? No, I swear by the Master of the Day of Resurrection. They are liars. No one is admitted to paradise except one who genuinely seeks it. And no one will be saved from the hellfire except one who truly fears it. Entering into the hellfire is an indisputable fact, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which translates as, there is not one of you but will pass over it, the hell. This is with your Lord, a decree which must be accomplished." Surah Maryam, verse 71. But is a salvation from the hellfire an indisputable fact too? Who shows sin signs of real fear from it? Who would be truly delighted to be saved from it? Musa ibn Sa'd said, "Whenever we were in the company of Sufyan, we would feel that we were surrounded by the hellfire because of the look of fear and terror we saw in his face. Whoever honestly fears the hellfire strives to avoid it, and whoever strives to avoid it attains paradise." As in the Quran, which translates as saying, "Aforetime we were afraid with our families from the punishment of Allah, but Allah has been gracious to us and has saved us from the torment of the fire. Verily, we used to invoke Him alone and none else before. Verily, He is Al-Bar, the most kind, courteous and generous, the most merciful." Surah Tur, verse 26-28. "Truly, Allah guides and has mercy on those who fear Him." Brothers in Islam, our sermon seeks to remind and warn of the hellfire and fill your hearts with the fear of what was mentioned in the glorious Quran and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said concerning the punishment of the disbelievers and those who do not abide by Allah's laws. Our sermon is about the hellfire, its people, and its terror. We seek refuge in Allah's mercy from it, as Allah says, which translates as, "O you who believe, ward off from yourselves and your families a fire, the hell, whose fuel is men and stones, over which are appointed angels stern and severe, who disobey not from executing the commands they received from Allah, but do that which they are commanded." Surah Al-Tahrim, verse 6. Al-Hasan al-Basri, may Allah bless his soul, states, "By Allah, it is never that a servant of Allah honestly believes in the hellfire, but he feels as if the spacious earth has become incredibly narrow. Whereas if the hellfire was right behind, he would still not believe in it until he trembled into its burning depth. I swear that the servants of Allah have never been warned against anything more than horrific. Allah says, which translates as, therefore, I have warned you of a fire blazing fiercely, the hell. None shall enter it save the most rich, who denies and turns away. Surah Al-Layl, verse 14 to 16. This is the hellfire, of which those who fear it will never sleep. Fear of the hellfire torments the righteous. Allah says, which translates as, verily, it's hell, or their denial of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the day of resurrection, is but one of the greatest calamities. A warning to mankind, to any of you that chooses to go forward by working righteous deeds, or to remain behind by committing sins. Surah Al-Muddathir, verse 35 and 37. Do you not know that even angels and prophets are warned against the hellfire? Concerning angels, Allah says, which translates as, and if any of them should say, verily, I am an ilah, a god, besides him, Allah, such a one who should recompense with hell. Thus, we recompense the zalimun, the wrongdoers. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 29. As regards to the prophets, he says, which translates as, and sit not up with Allah any other ilah, God, lest you should be thrown unto hell, blameworthy and rejected from Allah's mercy. Surah Al-Isra, verse 39. O people, avoid the hellfire by giving away as little as a deed. Avoid the hellfire by saying a good word. Mention the hellfire repeatedly and seek to be saved from it. As Allah says, which translates as, with this Allah does frighten his slaves. O my slaves, therefore fear me. Surah Az-Zumar, verse 16. The hellfire is the worst abode. Its torment is the most horrific of all. Its heat is extreme. Its pit is bottomless. And its meshes are made of iron. A stone may continue to fall for 70 years before it reaches its depth. Its ways are narrow. It is constantly ablaze, terribly drawing its breath, and its gates are locked. Its scorching columns are outstretched. Its heat is continuously increasing. It is the worth of Al-Jabbar and his punishment. Whole nations will be brought to their knees. Those who were unjust to themselves will realize the consequences of their actions. The disbelievers will be dispatched to a shadow of smoke ascending in three columns, which yields no shade or coolness and is of no use against the fierce blaze. The flame of a blazing fire will surround them. They will hear its exultation and groaning and witness its rage and fury. They will be called on by the angels of the hellfire, as in the Quran says, which translates, so enter the gates of hell to abide therein. And indeed, what an evil abode will be for and the arrogant. Surah An-Nahl, verse 29. They will be gathered in the hellfire, with the angels of the punishment crushing them. They will groan in its straits as they tumble downwards. You will see the sinners of that day bound together in fetters. Their garments will be made of liquid pitch, and their faces will be covered with fire. Their necks will be shackled, and they will be dragged by chains, pulled by the forehead and feet and then thrown into the hellfire. A burning fluid will be poured into their heads, and it will melt their skins and their stomachs. Their hands will be shackled with iron fetters, and their foreheads, sides, and backs will be burned. Taste you the touch of hell. Surah Al-Qamar, verse 48. They will be made to eat bitter zakum and dairy, which will neither nourish nor satisfy their hunger. They will be made to drink a boiling fluid and a dark, murky, and intensely cold liquid that will burn their faces and tear up their stomachs. The Quran describes, which translates as, he will sip it unwillingly, and he will find a great difficulty to swallow it down his throat. Surah Ibrahim, verse 17. Therein they will cry, our Lord, bring us out. We shall do righteous good deeds, not the evil deeds that we used to do. Allah will reply, did we not give you lives long enough so that whoever would receive admonition could receive it, and the warner came to you, so taste you the evil of your deeds. For the zalimun, the wrongdoers, there is no helper. Surah Fatir, verse 37. As often as their skins are roasted through, we shall change them for other skins, that they may taste the punishment. Surah Nisa, 56. They will wish to die, only there will be no way out of the hellfire, nor will there be an escape. The Quran describes, which translates as, and they will cry, O Malik, let your Lord make an end of us. He will say, verily, you shall abide forever. Indeed, we have brought the truth to you, but most of you have a hatred for the truth. So the Zukhruf, 77-78. Their inhalation and exaltation will then be heard even louder when they are deprived of what they desire. Their despair will be increased, and they will think of themselves, it makes no difference to us whether we rage or bear with patience. There is no place of refuge for us. Surah Ibrahim, verse 21. We seek refuge in Allah from His wrath and severe punishment. Brothers in Islam, these are indisputable facts about the hellfire, which I swear by Allah will be fulfilled. Allah says, which translates as, but the word from me took effect that I will fill hell with the jinn and mankind together. Through the Sajda, verse 13. O unto every disbeliever and wicked person who does wrong, prefers worldly life, and does not believe in judgment day. As Allah says, which translates as, the mujrimun, the disbelievers, will be known by their marks, Surah Ar-Rahman, and obey not everyone who swears much and is considered worthless, a slanderer, going about with calamities, hinder of the good, transgressor, sinful, cruel, after that base burn of a legitimate birth. Those who do not believe in Allah, the Almighty, nor encourage the feeding of the poor, who never prays nor feeds the poor, joining with the disbelievers in denying judgment day, these are the people of the hellfire. We seek refuge in Allah from them. Servants of Allah, people of the hellfire will include wine drinkers, those who severe kinship relations believe in magic remind others of the charity they give them back by it others. Let their garments hang down below their ankles, hoard silver and gold, and refuse to spend in the way of Allah. Among the people to be most severely tortured are those who create pictures and statues to imitate Allah's creation, and those who oppress people in this world. What would be the position of the reciters of the Quran, the scholars and mujahideen, fighters in jihad, whose deeds are for shown off, and those who command people to do good deeds, yet do not do them themselves, who forbid people from committing sins, yet do not refrain from committing sins themselves, who never practice what they preach, who rebuke when they advise and turn a deaf ear when advised, and who judge without knowledge or without justice. These are people of the hellfire. A ruler who betrays his people will be commended to the hellfire. A person who pledges a line to the imam but for the sake of the world material gains, if the imam bestowed on him something out of that worldly riches, he stood by his alliance, and if he did not give him, he did not fulfill, such a person is commended. Whoever cuts off the right of a Muslim man by his oath, Allah forbids him the garden and obliges the fire for him. Whoever eats or drinks from gold or silver is indeed filling his stomach with the fire of hell. Allah says, which translates as, those who unjustly eat up the properties of orphans, eat up a fire into their own bellies, they will soon be enduring a blaze fire. Oh, to one who devours usury, the fire is the only worthy punishment for him whose body is nurtured by usury or by what is forbidden. There will be two types of people who are destined for the hellfire. People with whips like the tails of cows, who beat the people, the rulers who are the enemies of their own people, and women who, although clothed, are yet naked, seducing and being seduced, their hairstyles like tilted bums of camels. These will not enter the garden, nor will its fragrance even reach them. If the wailing woman does not repent before she dies, she will be made to stand on the day of resurrection wearing a trousers of bitch and shirt of man's cheat, and deceit will be condemned to the full fire. Dear Muslims, may Allah have mercy on you and I and save us from his horrible torture. These are the various types of punishment in the hellfire and the different characteristics of the people of the hellfire. So fear Allah and avoid the hellfire by shedding tears out of fear of Allah. For no man who cried out of fear of Allah will ever be tortured in the hellfire. Two eyes will never be tortured by the fire, and eyes that shed tears out of fear of Allah, and vigilant eyes that stayed awake on guard for the sake of Allah. Whoever fasts a day is distanced from the hellfire by a space to be covered in 70 years. Seek refuge with Allah from the hellfire, for this is one of the characteristics of the righteous who constantly remembers Allah. The angels will pass by those who remember Allah in parties, and Allah will say, from what do they seek refuge? The angels reply, they seek refuge from the hellfire. Allah will say, did they see it? The angels say, no, by Allah, O Lord, they did not see it. Allah will say, how it would have been if they saw it? The angels say, if they saw it, they would flee from it with extreme fleeing and would have extreme fear from it. Then Allah says, I make you witness that I have forgiven them. In another narration, whenever a Muslim prays to be admitted to paradise three times, paradise says, O Allah, admit him to paradise. Whenever a Muslim seeks refuge from the hellfire three times, the hellfire seeks refuge from the hellfire three times for that Muslim. The hellfire says, O Allah, grant him refuge from me. O Allah, we seek refuge with you from the hellfire. O Allah, we seek refuge with you from the hellfire. O Allah, we seek refuge with you from the hellfire. As in the Quran, which translates as, our Lord, we have indeed believed, so forgive us our sins and save us from the punishment from the fire. Surah Al-Imran, our Lord, avert from us the torment of hell. Verily, its torment is ever an inspirable, permanent punishment. Evil indeed, it is an abode and as a place to dwell. May we all benefit from the glorious Quran. قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة الإجابة. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Praise be to Allah, the originator, the restorer, who affects all he wills. I praise and I thank him, exalted is he. For it is with gratitude that one's blessings last and are increased. I testify that there is no God but Allah, who has no partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who has warned all people, be they near or far. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, his household, his wives, his companions, and those who piously follow their example until the day of judgment. O people, the mention of the hellfire terrifies the hearts of those who are afraid of it and dispels sleep from the eyes of worshippers. Fellow Muslims, contemplate the day of resurrection with your hearts. Think of the destination of the two kinds of people, either to paradise or to the hellfire, and determine which of the two you want and ponder with your imagination. Make your heart and your bodies sense the heat of the hellfire, its fetters, its depth, its fuel, its rockets, its rocks, and chains and shackles, its boiling fluid, its dark, murky fluid. Think of the blazing fire and its severely intolerable heat. Cry and call on one another to cry. Visualize in your heart the image of the wrongdoers being tormented in the flames of the hellfire. Allah says, which translates as, Surah, they shall have coverage of fire above them and covering beneath them. Surah Az-Zumar, verse 16. Whenever it abates, we shall increase for them the fierceness of the fire. Surah Isra, verse 97. Seize him and fetter him, then throw him in the blazing fire. Then fasten him with a chain wherever the length is 70 cubits. Surah Al-Haqqa, verse 30 to 32. In the fierce hot wind and boiling water and shadow of black smoke, neither cool nor good. Surah Al-Waqa, verse 42 to 44. So, fear Allah so that He may have mercy on you. O Allah, we seek refuge with you from hellfire and from any word or deed that may bring us near to it. Avoid the blazing fire that abode that has been reserved for the disbelievers. Allahumma aslih lana deenana alladhi huwa asmata amrina.